New York Times smears women as just menstruators. By Hannah Blow on January 21, 2022. The New York Times has started describing women as menstruators, implementing the radical demand by male-dominated transgender activists who are trying to cut out the cultural status and legal rights earned by women. In a piece on Thursday titled "Menstruation Gets a Gen Z Makeover," The Times writes that members of Gen Z and beyond are more forthcoming about their periods than generations past, and they are more likely to care whether the products they use are environmentally sustainable. However, throughout the piece, The Times uses the term menstruator, despite the fact that biological females are the only individuals who menstruate. "This whole movement is youth-driven," said Michaela Bedard, executive director of Period Incorporated, a global nonprofit focused on providing access to period supplies and ending period stigma. "Young menstruators are having a completely different experience in terms of managing their periods with reusables throughout their life. Reusable products represent only a fraction of menstruation supplies purchased in the United States. Americans spend $1.8 billion on pads and $1 billion on tampons yearly, which dwarfs sales of all other products combined. But the market share for reusable products is expected to grow through the next decade, according to forecasters, largely fueled by the wider acceptance and availability of menstrual cups in Western countries. Still, the average menstruator can use thousands of tampons in their lifetime. And single-use plastic menstrual products take about 500 years to decompose," a 2021 report from the United Nations Environment Programme found, emphasis added. In another section of the piece, The Times uses the term "new menstruators" to describe young women going through puberty. The New York Times just introduced the word menstruator into its copy. pic.twitter.com/j9plus7b, Joe. Mary Margaret Allahan, at Mary Marg Allahan, January 20, 2022. The carefully selected language uses yet another example of the far left's attempt to erase gendered language and bow to the demands of transgender activists, who contend that women cannot accurately describe someone who menstruates, as some women identify as males. This should not come as a surprise, particularly from The Times, as the establishment media outlet recently posted a 1,900-word article on the risks of transgender medical procedures for young people, without mentioning their innate and unchangeable male or female sex, as Breitbart News reported. The January 13 article has zero mention of female, male, or even of sex, but it does have 30 mentions of gender and 23 mentions of transgender as it tries to hide the innate male or female nature of every person on the planet. For example, it uses the phrase "the gender they were assigned at birth" instead of describing a person's male or female sex. That choice matches the demands of the transgender ideology, which insists that an infant's future feelings about his or her sex are more important than the child's actual sex. The Times doubled down this month, leading the charge for the radical transgender agenda by directing readers to recognize a biological male who identifies as a woman, Amy Schneider, as the first woman to win $1 million on Jeopardy! On Friday, she became the fourth contestant and the first woman in the history of Jeopardy! To surpass $1 million in winnings during regular season play, The Times wrote, continually referring to the biological male as she.